Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat. Pasensya na kayo sa boses ko. Maganda ngayon. Kagagaling ko lang sa sakit And throat infection. Nag-text sa akin and nag-message sa akin si Brother Rick. Sabi niya, can you teach Sunday school this morning? Sabi ko I am ready. Anyway, nakapag-prepare naman ako ng itong material na to bago ako nagkasakit, no. So polishing na lang actually yung ginawa ko habang ako ay nakaparada sa bahay. But anyway, nung nag-iisip ako ano bang magandang topic, no, tanong ako kay Brother Ike, sabi niya, maghanap ka ng libro. Sabi niya, ano? Sabi ko, ano kayang libro ako? Napakaraming libro din sa amin. Sa totoo lang, ang daming libro sa amin. Ang dami ko pang hindi nababasa. And this book is one of the old books, no, na meron kami. And this is about contentment. Yung siguro some of you have read that, yung Rare Jewel of Contentment, no. Napakaganda pala no binabasa ko. And I always treasure itong opportunity to teach Sunday school kasi I'm the very first one who learned from it, no. And ito nare-remind ako. And Christian contentment is something that we must all strive for because it is one, it is our Christian duty to be content. But at the same time, also, ang daming benefits niya, no? Asan na ba yung aking? Okay. So, ito yung sinabi ni Paul, no? I think this is a classic when it comes to contentment. Sabi dito, not that I am, speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. No? So ang keyword dito is ano? Ang keyword dito is learn. No, yung contentment kasi is a Christian virtue. It's not there. No, wala yan sa atin. Hindi yan inborn sa atin. Ano? Hindi yan natural sa atin. It is something that is learned. No, and maliwanag ng sinabi dyan ni Paul. No. Ito ay natutunan ko, no? So, this is really something that is important to us. So, I decided, ito siguro, marami naman siguro tayong mapupulot na matututunan dito, no? Even if nabasa na ng karamihan ito sa atin, no? And, mabalikan natin ito sa bandang huli, no? And, sinabi ni Benjamin Franklin, contentment makes poor men rich. Discontent makes rich men. How true it is. No? Dami tayong example na pwedeng makita, no, to illustrate this. But how true, no? Pero dito makikita natin ang contentment, no, from human perspective, lagi nating na-associate sa pera or sa wealth or sa riches, no? Pero itong Christian commitment, as we will see from many different perspectives, this is not merely yung being content about yung our possession, no, but it is beyond, which is a lot more actually. And this is the first thing I learned. No, nung nag-scan na ako dun sa book, sabi ko, contentment pala, hindi lang yung kontento ka sa buhay mo kasi marami kang pera, no, or magandang trabaho mo or whatever, no, but it is beyond that, no, maraming. And we will look at that, no. Meron tayong limang main points, no, about contentment. That shows what contentment is all about pagdating sa ating mga Kristiyano, no? And the first one is that contentment is inward, and then contentment is quiet. Contentment is quiet frame of spirit. Contentment is a gracious frame of the heart, and contentment is freely submitting to and taking pleasure in God's disposal, no? So let's look at this very quickly, no, kasi medyo advanced na yung time. Contentment is inward. Now, let's look at some of the specific points, about contentment as being inward. One is that inward, contentment is inward submission of the heart. No, for God alone, my soul waits. Yan ang sinabi sa Psalm 62, verse 1 and 5. No, so it is, it is an inward submission of the heart to God. No. It is beyond outward expression of discontent. No, it is being silent inwardly. No, kasi tayo daw pwede tayong mag-project, no, that we are contented. No, And yet, inside of us, that's where really contentment should emanate from. No? Being contented inwardly, you know, is something that that lasts. No? Yun ang true contentment. Contentment that comes from the inside. Okay. Ang author nga pala nito ay si Jeremiah Burroughs. No? So, if you want to read this book, this is a good book. Okay. And second, it is a quiet, you know, it is a quiet of the heart. It is not opposing sense of afflictions, but being silent inwardly in the presence of affliction. Kasi pag, you know, pag may afflictions tayo, no, pwede nating sayo, oh, baliwala yan, no? Pwede nating ignore lang yan, no? And yet, hindi naman talaga tayo contented. But contentment, you know, is feeling the afflictions and yet, you know, being content about it, you know, and being quiet about it. We're not ignoring it. We feel it, you know. And then it is not opposed to submissive presentation of our moans and complaints to God and to friends, you know, yet submissive to God's ultimate purpose and will. No? So, hindi naman bawal yung ano, hindi naman tayong bawal mag ano ba yung moan? Dumaing, ano? Hindi man bawal dumaing. Sometimes, you know, we complain, di ba? Hindi naman daw masama yan, you know? The important thing is, you know, are we, you know, in submission to God's will? You know, ano man yung pinagdadaanan natin, are we submitting that to God? Okay? Natural lang yung sa tao pag nahirapan, di ba? Dumadaing. No? Pag meron hindi maintindihan, di ba? Nagtatanong, no? Nagko-complain. Pero malaga yung puso mo ba ay nagsasubmit pa rin sa God. It is not opposed to seeking any lawful means to be delivered from afflictions, yet submissive to God's will even if lawful means fail. No. So, hindi rin un-Christian or hindi rin discontent yung pag may problema tayo when we seek legal, no, or lawful means. No. Halimbawa, somebody has offended us, you know, and you know, that can be remedied through legal means. No, hindi naman pwedeng sabihin, bayaan mo na lang yan. No? Bayaan mo na lang yan kasi Kristiyano ko, you know, and therefore, you know, basta yan, ignore ko na lang yan. No? Okay lang yon if you want that. No? Pero hindi rin masama kung mag-decide ka na, you know, you seek legal means to be able to address yung situation na yon, you know, and there's nothing wrong about that. Basta ang heart mo is that, you know, it is in submission to God and whether that legal means fail or not, you know, you are content with that. No? And then, pangatlo, on the second point, contentment is quiet. Ang first point niya dyan is, it is opposed to murmuring at the hand of God. Dito ay maalala natin yung murmuring ng mga Israelites, no? When they were being guided by God Himself day and night papunta sa promised land, no? And yet, you know, they are provided with everything they need, you know, basically, you know. And yet, nag-complain pa rin sila na nag-complain, you know, with hardships that they experience, you know, complain kagad sila, no, reklamo kagad sila. And that was something that God really, it really angered God, you know, that the Israelites are murmuring. Sa mga magulang daw, no, tayo, di ba, pag nagmamurmur mga anak natin, no, parang minsan, eh, masama ang loob mo. No? Kasi parang binigay ko na lahat, no, ba't itong mga nagre-reklamo pa, nagko-complain pa, no? And sabi ni Jeremiah, you know, how much more God, you know, who has given us everything, you know, hindi kaya siya ma-offend din ng ganon. No, we don't know about that, but, you know, just putting it in human perspective, no? Di ba parang dapat lalo tayong maging mas kontento, no? And then, it is opposed to worrying. And I think this is, ito yung pinaka-common sa atin, no? Worrying. We may grieve but not worry about it. And worrying usually leads us to taking matters in our own hands, no? So, being content is being quiet, you know, even in the presence of things that make us worry, you know. And ang worry nga ang kalaban natin, you know, and it leads us to hasty actions and decisions, you know. Pagka, you know, when we are too worried already, parang wala na yung presence of mind natin, you know. And this is where being content, you know, gives us the quiet, you know, the quietness inside. And then, it is opposed to tumultuousness of spirit. That's a mouthful, no? Tumultuous. Ang dami kong tiningnan sa, ano, sa dictionary kasi hindi ko alam. Ito kasi lumang English ito, eh, di ba? Yung libro, kaya medyo mahirap din basahin. Pero ginawa na nga daw simple niya, no? ni Burroughs yung English, no? Yung nag-reprint pala, no? Yung publisher na nag-reprint, sinimplify na yung ilan sa mga English, no? Pero ang dami ko pa rin English na hindi alam, eh. So anyway, it is supposed to tumultuousness of spirit, no? It is not distracted and confused, no? Okay? And we ought to be quiet under His rod and do nothing rashly, no? That's nasaan yan? Acts 19:36, no? So it is not distracted and confused, no? Sa Tagalog, ang tawag namin dito para kang hilong talilong, ano? No? Pagka ikaw ay merong, di ba, pag may afflictions ka o may problema ka, no, parang hilong talilong, di mo na alam ang gagawin mo, no? But, you know, for us Christians, you know, we can take the comfort, you know, that, and be quiet, you know, knowing that we have someone, you know, who will actually guide us through the affliction. And then, it is opposed to unsettled spirit that distracts the heart from the present duty God requires. So, kung quiet daw yung, if you have a quiet spirit and, you know, when you have contentment in your heart, hindi ka madaling madistract, no, from the duty that God has for you to do, no? Okay, ang spirit does not easily get distracted from attending Christian duties either by self-depreciation of task at hand or by evil plots of others, no? Minsan kasi pag may trabaho tayong gagawin, no, tinitingnan ka, and this is very related doon sa topic ni Brother Ike last time, no. Pag meron tayong task or duty, parang, ano ba naman yan, no? Simple lang yan, no? Either you trivialize yung duty mo, you know, and don't do a good job at it, no? Or you just discount it and not do it at all, no? Kasi feeling mo lang, parang ano ba naman yung trabaho na yan, no? Or you can be distracted from that Christian duty, you know, by somebody else trying to distract you and, you know, and keep you away from actually performing the duty, you know. And an example of that is yung case ni Nehemiah, no, when he was being distracted by nila Sanballat, no, Tobiah and Geshem, no. Ayaw nilang matapos yung wall kasi, you know, it was a sign to them that they are actually rebelling, you know. Therefore, inimbitahan kunyari nila si Nehemiah, oh, punta ka dito sa ganyan, magmi-meet, pag-usapan natin yan, no. Alam naman ni Nehemiah na pag pumunta siya doon, you know, that means that they will harm him so that the building of the wall may not continue. So sabi niya, sumagot na lang siya, mas mahalaga yung, this task is very important. I mean, this is a very important task, you know, and I should complete this. So, you know, for him, you know, yun ang mas importante. He realized how important that is, and in the face of evil plots, you know, and pressure from the three men. And then seventh, you know, under contentment is quiet. It is opposed to distracting, heart-consuming cares. Cares that get in the way of our union with Christ and worldly business that takes us away from our devotion to the Word. No? So, ang contentment is one that gets easily swayed and gets easily distracted, you know, by worldly business. No? Trabaho, no? Even domestic chores, you know. And on all this, you know, this can distract us, you know. And pagka ganun daw, medyo ano yan, that's a sign that, you know, you don't have that contentment, no. But you should have that quietness inside of you, you know, so that you can resist yung mga distractions na to from the cares, you know, and just perform them because it is something that you know, duties that you have to do. And then eighth, it is opposed to sinking discouragement. It is being content even when things fall out of expectation, It is resting secure in the absence of outward means to support our hearts and hopes, and it is being content even in not knowing where God's provision is coming from. Ang isang problema natin is that when things doesn't fall into expectations, no? Yung expectations natin are not being met, you know? Madaling ma-disquiet yung ating spirit, di ba, no? Especially in cases when you're afflicted and not, you know, parang hindi mo ma-feel kung may Diyos ba, yung gano'n, no? Kailan kaya sasagot ang Diyos sa aking panalangin, no? Parang antagal ko na atang nananalangin, eh, parang wala akong makitang sign, no? Parang wala akong makitang palatandaan, no? Na kumikilos na nga ang kamay ng ating Panginoon, no? Para ako ay matulungan dito sa aking pinagdaraanan, you know? And again, siguro sa mga listahan na to ng manifestations of contentment, ito siguro yung isang manifestation, no, that is experienced by many of us, no. Minsan nagtatanong tayo, parang hindi ata ako naririnig ng Diyos, no, or antagal naman, kailan kaya ako sasagutin ng Diyos, no. And you know, if we are content, you know, we can actually take confidence in knowing that God will come anyway in His perfect time. And then, it is opposed to shiftings and shirkings. Ito, tinignan ko rin ang spell, ang ano nito, spelling. Tinignan ko rin ang meaning nitong ano, yung shirkings, no? Ano ba ito, kako, ang shirkings? But anyway, ito yan, yung, actually, parang parehong ibig sabihin pala ng shifting at saka shirkings, no? Ganun ata yung mga lumang authors na mahilig sila sa repetitions for emphasis, no? So it is inability to trust and follow Him fully in times when God's provision seems to be delayed, or related doon sa unang, yung sabi previous, no? Inability to wait for God's time, no? So halimbawa niyan, yung case ni Asa, no? King Asa na nakipag-alay, no, kay Ben-Hadad, no? Instead of relying or waiting on God for help, no? So we know what happened to that, no? Alam naman niya na, no? Though the Lord previously delivered thousands of Ethiopians before itong current na war na papasukin niya, no? Hindi pa rin siya nagtiwala, no? Hindi pa rin siya nagtiwala sa Panginoon. And then nagsiguro pa siya, no? Makikipag-alay na ako kay Ben-Hadad, no? Para masigurado kong mananalo kami. And yet, yung mga Ethiopians, no, thousands of them, much more than them, they defeated handily because God was with them, no? So, and then, or yung case ni Jacob, no? Si Jacob was, you know, alam naman niya that he will, alam naman ni Rebecca na that he will be the blessed one, no? And yet, nag-connive pa sila, you know, so that they will get outright yung blessing ni Isaac, no? But not knowing na, I mean, knowing that yung blessing naman talaga ay nasa kay Jacob na. Okay, and then it is opposed to rebellion against God, which is most horrible. So of all the result of discontent, yung rebellion ang isa sa pinakamabigat, no? Okay, rebellion begins with desperate rising of the heart against God. So if something is not happening well, no, and good to you, one of the common response actually is to have this, and I hope that this is not true among us, no, but sometimes, you know, we can have this feeling, especially kung mabigat yung ating pinagdaraanan, you know, we can actually be in rebellion in our hearts muna yan, eh, no? It is in our hearts muna yan, parang and sometimes this can be very, very trivial as well, no, na parang sa loob mo lang, parang ganito yung, God, bakit nung ganito? No? Parang gano'n, I think I'm doing well, no? But something happens like this. No? So we have to guard our hearts from that kind of a feeling, you know, kasi that will creep into our thoughts and affections, you know, that will eventually, you know, make us rebel, no? Yung feelings, yung thoughts, no? and yung affections, or affections ang gamit niya doon sa actions, no? Okay. And then it is grace. It is a grace that spreads. Now let's we'll be moving into the third, no, major dimension of contentment. Contentment is quiet frame of spirit. It is a grace that spreads itself through the whole soul, no? Judgment and understanding of the soul of a man, that I am satisfied, that mine is a good condition, that it spreads to his heart, will, and affection. So judgment and understanding, no, of the soul of man, that I am satisfied. In other words, you know, it is, you know, when you say that, yeah, I am satisfied and I am good estate, you know, then it spreads, you know, it spreads to our hearts, to our will and affections. Sometimes it needs great disturbance to getting contentment into our judgment, no? Minsan di natin ma-realize, no? Di natin ma-realize na tayo ay very discontent, and yet there are persons who are more, anong tawag dyan, in more or in greater difficulty than us, no? And sometimes pag nakita natin yon, or if that happens to us, you know, ourselves, na, you know, na meron tayong pinagdaanan na napakabigat, you know, later sabi mo, wala na yan, no? Naranasan ko mas mabigat na dyan, and then you start to become contented, no? Or you see that greater afflictions from others, you know, that will tell you, you know, you have more reason to be contented. Okay. And then, however, still it is often that such judgment fails to rule our heart, affections, and will. So, kahit na meron tayong ganyang kaalaman na, no, na kaalaman na, no, about contentment, you know, about contentment, hindi pa rin yan automatic na pupunta sa heart natin. Hindi pa rin yan automatic na may influence yung ating thoughts, no? And that is normal, no? Normal yan. Talagang ganon. Talagang mahirap influence talaga yung puso, no? Mahirap talagang influence yan, so that it can, you know, it can move us as well, no, with contentment. David was content with the way God worked in his life, yet his soul was disquieted in, hindi lang some, in many instances, no? Okay? No, so no matter how strong David was, a man of God, no matter how amazing, you know, many of God's deliverance, you know, on his life or in his life, hindi pa rin ganun siya ka perfect in terms of contentment, you know. Meron pa rin siyang instances that he has this quiet inward. And then spiritual contentment comes from the frame of the soul. Contentment does not come from outward arguments and any outward help, or it will not last long. No, contentment from the spirit is true contentment. So, spiritual ang contentment, you know, and it does not come from an argument, you know, prevailing over you, you know, that convince you. You know, you have to be contented with this, you know. But it is a spiritual disposition, you know, and therefore we cannot rely on somebody else telling us, no, be contented, no. Actually, ang hirap magsabi ng ganun, di ba? Makontento ka naman, no. And it's very difficult. It cannot convince somebody of that. You know, it is something that must be inward and spiritual, no. So contentment that is spiritually driven is something that is going to last, no? And then it is grace of the Spirit that shows the habitual character of this grace of contentment. Contentment is a constant tenor and temper of the heart. Contentment is not one act, but is pervading character of heart under any circumstances. So ang contentment daw ay... yung true contentment daw is one that is there all the time, no? Hindi yung contento ka ngayon and then later you will be, you know, you will fall into discontent. Although sometimes, and I said, and yung case ni David, you know, it still happens, no? But you know, there is a greater tendency for those who have contented or quiet spirit, you know, to be content most of the time, no? In most of his afflictions. And then it is opposed to And going to the fourth dimension, contentment is a gracious frame of heart. It is opposed to natural quietness of many men and women. Some are naturally still and quiet, while some are more impatient and violent. Some have sturdy resolve, some have weak. And then contentment in natural way is not rooted in desire to obey and glorify God, unlike in spiritual way. So, may mga tao naman talaga na parang ano, no? Parang... Oh, parang ganun, yo, parang hindi nagagalit yan, no? And I have seen many people like that, no? And sometimes, yung ibang taong sabi rin sa akin, parang hindi ka nagagalit, no? Nung chancellor ako, marami nang sasabing, parang hindi ka nagagalit, sir, no? Sabi ko, sa labas lang yan. Kung alam nyo lang kung anong gusto kong gawin dyan. Sabi ko ganun, no? And, you know, but there are people, you know, who are very good even inwardly, di ba? Parang talagang ano, talagang ganun sila, hindi sila nagagalit, and they are quiet and they are very silent, you know. Okay? But that is not Christian contentment. That's not Christian contentment. Okay? The Christian, you know, Christian contentment, you know, is something that is, again, you know, something that we learned, you know, something that is part of our spiritual growth and something that glorifies God, no? Yung kasing being content in a natural way, wala yung ano eh, wala yung willful desire, no? Walang willful desire yan to glorify God, no? For being contented, no? For being content, okay? Yung natural way kasi talagang natural lang yun eh, ganun sila, no? But tayo, you know, we are content, you know, because we know that that is pleasing to God and that is glorifying to God, no? And then, moving on to the fifth and last, contentment is freely submitting to and taking pleasure in God's disposal. The heart is readily brought over, no? Or won over. Okay, no need for so much prodding and convincing. Heart readily accepts upon seeing the hand of God at work. Yeah. So again, this is opposed doon sa mga, di ba? May mga times na, you know, it's very difficult for us to to convince that, you know, yung mga nagko-comfort sa atin, it's sometimes difficult to believe what they're saying, no? Especially coming from a brother or a brethren, or coming from a pastor, or even coming from a book that you read or from the Bible itself, no? Pero kung tayo ay merong klase ng contentment that is spiritual, no? It's easy for us to ano, oh, nga no, talagang ano, pagbabasa ka pa lang, no, magbasa ka ng Bible, and you know, you got to the right verse, you know. You are easily convinced, you know. Yeah, okay. No. You confess, you know, and you say to God, you know, God, yeah, I know you are at work here, you know, and I submit to you. Okay. And then it is freely, not by constraint, not by force. No, like saying you must be content. This is the hand of God, and you cannot help it. So, kanina yung sinabi natin doon is, you know, ha, sometimes it's hard to win over, okay, somebody who is not contented, no. Pero tayo namang mga nag-a-advise o nagpapayo, no, mahirap namang magsabi sa atin. Kaya sinabi ko sa kanina, parang hirap magsabi na, oh, maging contento ka naman, ano? Iyan ang gusto sa'yo ng Panginoon, eh, no, okay. It should be out of free will. You know, it should be out of understanding and not out of ignorance. Okay? So it should be out of the will of the person. No? So yung contentment na yan is out of our will. It's not by force, you know. Nobody is pressuring us, you know, be content. You know? It is not by pressure of others, you know. But it is out of your will. No, it is an exercise of will, actually. No, yun ang ibig sabihin. No, it is an exercise of will, and it is not in response to pressure coming from others. No, And it should be out of understanding and not out of ignorance. So, hindi rin ito out of, you know, some saying, you know, oh, contento na ako dyan kasi, you know, alam ko naman yan, no? Pero hindi mo actually alam, no? Okay? Contentment, true contentment is really understanding what you're going through and still being contented about that, no? Even if you know that that affliction is real and that is hurting you, no? That is what is contentment, no? You cannot say, I'm contented simply because, and I think that is related also to this next slide, no? Simply because you don't know what the cost is all about, no? And you can easily say, yeah, no, okay, I'm contented, no? And related to the next, ano yan eh, no? Yung, it is not merely from lack of sense. Contentment despite knowing and feeling afflictions is free contentment, but contentment out of absence of sensible pain and discomfort is not free, no? So related doon, no? Kinakailangan yung free contentment now is one wherein we are, I mean, the affliction is real to us, you know, the pain we feel, you know, the hurts, you know, we experience them, you know. All, and yet through all this, you know, that we experience, we remain to be contented, no? We remain to be quiet, all right? Hindi ito daw yung contentment, you know, that we say, you know, we are contented kasi unaffected tayo, eh, no? We can easily say, okay lang sa akin yan, no? Wala naman akong problema niya. Because you do not fail and you do not experience the pain, you know? So hindi daw yon free free contentment, no? freely submitting to and taking pleasure in God's disposal, no? Kinakailangan daw, again, you know, it has to be contentment out of absence of sensible pain, no? But contentment out of absence of sensible pain and discomfort is not free. So dapat hindi ka lang contento kasi hindi mo feel masyado yung ano yung cost, no? Hindi mo feel masyado yung pain na iyong pinagdaraanan, no? But it is free submission even if it's too painful, even if it's hurtful, you know, we remain contented, no? which is free. And then it is free submission to the will of God even under afflictions, putting your will under God's will. And Christ said, you know, I think this is the classic, you know, example for this, you know, when Christ said, Father, if you're willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done, you know. So, ito yung illustration ito, no? It is free submission to the will of God, no? Fully aware and fully knowledgeable about what Christ was about to go through, you know. Alam niya kung ano yung pagdadaanan niya, you know. And yet, you know, he actually had, you know, a petition for that cup, you know, yung kanyang suffering to be taken away. Pero in the end, you know, he was still quieted in the fact that he's doing the will of God, you know, and he actually submitted to the will of God instead of his own will, you know. And I think that is the kind of, that is one of the ultimate expression of being content. And then, bilisan ko na kasi wala, maubos na ang oras. It is free submission to the will of God. It takes pleasure even in poorest condition, no? David said, it is good that I am afflicted, no? And alam naman natin si David, punong-puno ng paghamon at paghihirap yung kanyang pinagdaanan, and yet, you know, can he still say that, no? Okay? And then si Eli said amid impending judgment on his household, it is the Lord, let him do what seems good to him, you know? Ito, papatayin na yung buong household niya, you know? And yet, he was allowing God, you know, to do what seems pleasing to God. And then Paul said, But I have all and abound. I am full, no? And how can he say that, no? He actually turned his back, you know, on many of his privileges and powers, you know, being a Roman, no, being a high official, and yet, and then, you know, go through all those difficulties and persecutions, and then he can still say that, you know, that is the kind of contentment, you know, that is being illustrated by Paul. Author also said in the Proverbs, "In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble." No, so here, you know, here again, you know, he's saying there, you know, your author is saying here that it is, I mean, I will choose poverty, you know, instead of, you know, wealth that is out of wickedness. No, so there is greater, there is contentment even in poverty, you know. So, in summary, no, contentment is a heart work within the soul. It is a quieting of the spirit. It is a frame of spirit. It is a gracious frame. It is a submission to God. It is taking pleasure in the hand of God. I realize that Christian contentment is far more than my previous concept of contentment. It is daunting, but it can be learned by God's grace as Paul did. No? So, itong verse na to na sinabi ni Paul, no, sa verse 13 yan, actually, ang sabi niya doon, "I can do all things because God strengthens me." Yeah, and it is really by God's grace that we can learn how to be contented, no, how to be content in our lives, you know. And if we learn this art, it's not only pleasing and glorifying to God, but it is also beneficial to us, no? Let us not be consumed by discontent, because discontent makes us poor. Kung poor na tayo, it makes us poorer, you know? Okay? But if we are poor, contentment will make us far greater, richer than the richest man in the world. So, yun lang po. And we have a few minutes to for question and answers, or for sharing your thoughts on this on this topic. Wala akong shinare how to be content, no? But that will be for some time later. Mm. Kaya pag na-request ulo ako ni Pastor, meron pa akong ano. So ito lang yung, you know, yung things about, you know, what contentment is all about, no? What Christian contentment is all about. Okay, baka meron kayong gustong i-share din about contentment, no? Sige, Brother Odig. Maganda yung point na yun ni Brother Odig, no? Pag kasi tayo discontent, no, whether it's out of envy or jealousy or just, you know, because we feel that we are needy, hindi natin makita yung blessings na meron tayo, eh, no? Hindi natin ma-appreciate kung ano yung meron na tayo, no? Because we are looking to others, no? Parang, oh, wala ako nun, ah, no? And we forgot to ano, no, to appreciate yung ano na yung meron tayo, and we have more than what we can actually count, eh, di ba? No? And yung merong storya diyan si ano, si William Randolph Hearst, no, yung may-ari ng publishing ng newspaper sa US, very wealthy guy, no. Siya din yung nagpatayo ng Hearst Castle sa Northern California. Kung kayo napunta na doon, no, hindi pa ako nakapunta doon, nakita ko lang yan sa picture, napakagandang ano niyan, castle. Now, that was built for artistic, ano lang, no, for artistic reason lang, ni, ano, kasi very artistic ang kanyang mga inclinations. And he has a lot of collections of unique and exquisite art, no. Siguro siya ang isa sa may pinakamalaking collections yan. And then one day, no, he learned about one piece of art, no, na napakaganda and unique, no. Sabi niya, wala pa ako noon, ha? Kailan makuha ko yan, no? So, sinugo niya yung kanyang ahente, no? Yung top, ano niya, top head hunter niya, no? He went all over the world, no? And then later, he came back and sabi niya kay Randolph, sabi niya, "Sir, I finally found the art, the piece, the artwork that you want, that you're looking for. And it is free." So Hearst was very excited, you know. And he said, "Where is it?" "It is in one of your warehouses." So, you know, pagka tayo ay walang contentment, you know, we don't see what we already have, no? We keep on trying to, you know, hindi ba, to long for something that we don't have. And yet, we already have it, no? Di ba? Parang ganon, no? So, let's not miss yung what we already have kasi we are so much blessed already as it is, no? Bonus na yung mga dumadating pang blessings. Any other questions? Sister Jean.
Hindi po a question. Sabi mo, we can share our thoughts.
Yeah, sure.
Kasi yung natutunan ko is what you have shared. Yung Christian contentment is not, being content is not passive.
Yeah.
It is active. So parang na-relate ko siya dun sa message earlier this morning about making to be all the more diligent to make our calling and election sure. Parang part ito nung what we are working out. Yung being content, it's an action. It's not being passive. Yeah. Parang.
Yeah, actually, that's the whole point of Paul, no? When he said, "I have learned to be content," no, it is something that we have to learn, you know. Hindi pwedeng, you know, we will be very passive over it. Active, yeah, no. We have to learn about it, you know. Strive to be content. We have to may struggle talaga yan, you know. But you know, by God's grace, and that's what Paul said, you know, he can do all things because God is the one who strengthens him. And the same is true for us, no? With God's empowerment, you know, we can be content, no? And develop this quiet spirit in us. May isa pa palang istorya, no, na I forgot to share, you know. Between 1957 and 1990, yung riches ng US actually doubled, no? Yung kayamanan ng US actually doubled. But record shows that yung reports of depressions among Americans actually increased tenfold. And so with the rate of divorce, suicide, alcoholism, no, drug abuse, nag-increase dramatically, you know, which really shows that, you know, contentment is not at all, you know, related to wealth. I mean, it's not founded on being rich, no. It's not found in being wealthy, you know. But it is found, you know. It is found in inside of us that is submitting, you know, that is submissive to the will of God and His disposals. No? So andon yung contentment, eh. No? Yes, Sister Carol.
Actually, Kuya, Christian contentment is a really difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
And just like what Jean said, it is not a passive act, but it is a continuous act from us. We really need God's grace because ang kalaban natin sa contentment is our own self, our own desires. Dito talaga papasok yung we really have to deny ourselves, remove the I, and really submit to God's will. Remove. Ang hirap-hirap nito kasi we all know that all our motives are always I. It's always for our own good. We always have our own interest in it. And sometimes we even use the scriptures to justify. When it is really difficult to be content in whatever lot the Lord had given us. What we really need to do is to submit ourselves wholly to the Lord, know more of Him, And sometimes we forget who our God is. That's why we get to be discontented. Because we forget that our fullness can be found in God. Our fullness can be found in Christ. Even in the afflictions, even in the losses, even in the trials that we have. The Lord, actually parang kaunabay siya ng obedience to God's will. It is really obeying what God wants from us, what God commands from us. That's why it will be a lifetime process for all of us. It will be part of our sanctification. And we really need to kneel down daily to ask for God's mercies and enabling, and always look to the cross, for we always lose sight of our fullness in Christ.
Thank you, Sister Carol. No, tama yon. And that's actually one of those points, you know, in the book about how to become contented. No, submitting actually, and then raised in several of the slides, you know, submitting to the will of God. You know, it's really related to obedience, you know, to God's will. And ang tawag doon. And sana hindi ko rin na-create yung impression that, you know, that being contented is opposed to progress and advancement in life, no? Kasi even that is subject to the will of God, you know. If God wills that we advance in our career or, you know, increase in our wealth, you know, huwag nating isipin na, naku, teka muna, baka bawal yan or hindi ata contentment yan, no? But again, as I said, you know, contentment is not a factor of how much we have, you know, and how much money we have, but it's a factor of, you know, how well we submit to the will of God, you know. So, you know.
Okay.
Meron pa? Si Sister Tina siguro ang last, you know. Sige.
So yun, nandun po yung assurance talaga ng isang Kristiyano na pag dumadating po tayo dun sa point na meron po tayong pag-aalinlangan at discontentment, ito po yung katotohanan na inilalagay din po niya sa puso ko. Kaya salamat po sa Panginoon, meron po tayong contentment because we have the Lord Jesus Christ who saved us.
Yeah, and I think that's also, you know, one of our confidence in that God is always there, you know. Kung ano man yung pinagdadaanan natin, you know, we can rest assured that God will you know, he will be there to provide for whatever we need. Okay, so let's now close in prayer. Dear God, we thank you, Lord, and praise you for this morning. Thank you for this discussion on contentment. Lord, we pray that we will learn how it is to be content, how it is to be quiet in spirit, and how it is to be submissive and obedient to your will. And may this be displayed in our lives. And pray, O Lord, that this will also increase our desire to depend on your grace so that we can be content in everything, in every way, even Lord, knowing that this is a very difficult thing to do. Father God, we commit to you each one. We pray that your grace and mercy be upon us so that we can develop this spirit of contentment in us for your glory. And we commit now to you, O Lord, the rest of the day, and pray for safekeeping to those who are going to San Pablo to join our brethren there in their celebration of their anniversary. Be with us, O Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.